Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM in Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program, Al Fiqhu ala al Madahib al Arba'a, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. We continue with our series on inheritance. Today is episode 9. Today's date is the 7th of Sha'ban, 1443, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 10th of March, 2022. So we have our Honorable Mufti Sapia, and remember, we will be entertaining questions, so you can send through your queries to the number 084-786-3132. If you are in a foreign country, it will be +2 784-786-3132. Mufti Sap, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Marana Zahid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, brothers, I must say technicians, our brother Suleiman Esop and our brother Yusuf Asmal, and we welcome all the listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Sahib, in a few words, if a family member passes away, then where do we start? Where do we go?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember that today is Thursday, the 7th of Sha'ban, 1443. So next week, Thursday night, will be the auspicious night, the 15th night of Sha'ban, and what is called Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban, Shab-e Bara'at, Laylatul Bara'ah. Why I'm mentioning that? Before all that happens, we have 1 week. Let us try and sort out all these issues of ours. I pose to you 3 questions. Number one, O esteemed listeners, do you have your will written already? 90%, 80% of us are ill-prepared. That's a major, major sin. Remember that when a person passes away and dies intestate, intestate means without a will. So it means that that person is guilty of a major, major sin, because then the law of the land, the law of the country will become operative, effective, and that definitely is against what the Quran Sharif, the noble Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah teaches us. And do you know the consequences? Surah 4, chapter 4, Surah An-Nisa, verse number 14. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَهُ. Whosoever disobeys Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and goes beyond the limits, they will give the shares according to their constitution, not our constitution, obviously. Then that person, the testator, the person who died and passed away, Allah Jalla Wala states in chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 14, that yudkhilhu naran khalidan fiha. Allah dispatches that person to Jahannam and the hellfire for very, very, very long time. Allah forbid, Allah protect us. Walahu azabun muheen. And for such a person will be, remember, a very, very humiliating and disgraceful punishment. So that's question number one. You wife, sit with your husband today and insist that now we must sort out our wills. You, our parents, what about your children who are baligh and mature and so forth? They also must have their will. So that's point number one. Point number two, that each one should be asking ourselves, because Maulana posed the question that what happens if somebody dies today, passes away today? So how many of us know husband passes away? Do you, the honorable wife and children, do you know who are the creditors, who your father, who your husband owes money to or whatever else? You, the wife, pass away. Does the husband know? Do the children know? Today we are very, very ducking and diving clandestine activities regarding our debts and so forth and so on. Now when the person dies and passes away, suddenly ABC comes, he say, your father owe me 5,000 rand. Another one come, he say 20,000 rand. Another one come, 50,000 rand. Some will have documentary evidence, some will not have. Then where do we stand? So therefore, we must sort all these things out now, whilst we are alive, remember that. So that's two. One, the will. And obviously, we're speaking of a will that is according to the Sharia. And second one, we are speaking about the debts of the deceased. That's two. Three, today so many people in my family, my friends, your friends, and the Ummah at large, that their estates are so big. They 5 million, 10 million, 50 million, 100 million and more, some of them. So you must remember my advice to you that already now start giving out. Start giving to your wife, start giving to your children, and when you give out during your lifetime, then you must remember Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, wattaqullah, fear Almighty Allah jalla wala wa adilu bayna awladikum, exercise justice amongst your children. So when I gave my son 1,000, I must give my daughter 1,000. Yes, if one person is very, very poor, one one is very rich, you gave one more, one less, your children, because of circumstances, that is permissible. But if you gave one more and the other one less, based on favoritism and blatant injustice, so that is unacceptable and not permissible. So these are the three issues. I reiterate, do we have our will? Have we sorted out our debts, or is anybody aware of our debts? And third one, those whose estates are very big, when are you going to start to distribute and give your wives, give your spouses, give your children, give your parents, give your siblings, whoever you want to give now? And when you give to that giftee, to that recipient, then he or she must take possession of it. It must not be a promise that this is yours, this is yours. After I die, when I die, that thing also dies, finish. That promise died with me. So all will go into the estate. We must be clear on these issues here. So you must remember that you give it to that person, you transfer the title, deeds, documents, whatever, and no conditions attached. Very, very important. No conditions attached. I can't give you the block of flats or the house or the dwelling or what have you and say that it's yours. Yes, the transfer papers, everything, title deeds, but the rental will come to me. So that is null and void. I can't make conditions like that. So we must be clear on this issue here. Thereafter, now when there's death in the family, somebody's brother, sister, husband, wife, parent, sibling, child passes away, then what happens? Five things happen. We repeat all this because people, they take it lightly and they tend to forget. Number one, whatever amanat we have in our houses, that must be given to the rightful owners. So had somebody left there by you money or jewelry or gold coins or silver coins or whatever valuables, all that must be returned to the rightful owners. Inna Allah ya'murukum an tu'addul amanati ila ahliha. Almighty Allah jalla wala commands you that you must return all these things that are the trust there to the rightful owners. If you're not going to do that, the executor, the is, some of them will not be even aware. They will assume and presume it belongs to you, the deceased, you must remember. And then it will go into your estate. So imagine in Mansadwurt is Anna Mansabrut. So people died and they will think that this belongs to the deceased, but it belongs to somebody else. So that's point number one. And this is mentioned in Surah 4, Surah Nisa, chapter 4, verse 58. So we need to be clear on this issue. Second one, the debts or the burial funeral expenses. Second one, the burial funeral expenses. There also there's another chakkar, another big things going on. Burial expenses means that you pay for the grave, you pay for the coffin, the ghusl, you pay for, you must remember this organization, they'll tell you 3,000, 5,000, 10,000, whatever, for all that. And you pay for all those things there. So you set aside that, or somebody wants to pay, very good. Now the people will start coming, the guests will start coming, some from your hometown, some from far and wide. Now the chai pani, you understand? We have to give them tea, we have to give them bhajiyas, give them samosas. So who's going to pay for all that? So remember, you can't take from the estate of the deceased. You're not permissible. That estate in Arabic is called tariqa. Not taraka with a ra. Ra kasra on the ra. Zer on the ra. Tarika. Ma yatrukuhul mayyit. So you must remember, you can't take from the estate. You, the heirs, must pay. Or otherwise you don't give them anything. It's not some walima or some party or something, yeah? So you must remember that. Give them water, it's fine. So that is, you must remember, number two. Number three is the debts of the deceased. Number one, amanat. Number two, burial, funeral expenses. Number three, the debts. Imam Abu Hanifa only, rahimahullah, he states the debts refers and alludes to debts of human being. What you owe to Muslim, non-Muslim, whether he's a Hindu, Mushrik, whether he's a Jew, Jutla, whether he's a Christian, whether he's ABC, Tom, Dick and Harry, or Tom, Dick and Mary. And you must pay immediately. Not after 3 days and 40 days and 100 days. Nafsul mu'mini mu'allaqatun biduyunihi hatta tugda anhu. That father, mother, person will not enter Jannah and paradise until, unless the debts of the deceased are paid. Imam Shafi'i, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal says no. That debts has a broad connotation. So what's the meaning of broad connotation? All debts are included, whether it was specified, stipulated, written, mentioned or not, by the testator, by the person who passed away. So the debts of Almighty Allah. Dainullah ya haqqu wa ufa. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. So therefore, majority jurors and scholars opine and say that it includes zakat as well. It includes fidya as well. People didn't give fast for 5, 10, 20 years because of illness, sickness, whatever the case. So 30 rand per fast, 2 US dollars have to be taken and given to poor Muslims who are entitled. You must remember to receive zakat. So zakat will be one, and fidya will be there, kafara will be there. People took an oath, a qasam, they violated it, so that has to be paid. So all that will be included there. Then you come to number four. So what is number four? Wasiyah, to bequeath. For none heirs, and the maximum amount will be 1/3, whether the beneficiary is a person or an organization. So, and you can bequeath for non-Muslim also. Remember your neighbor, what a good neighbor, that he was always there for you, that the crooks were about to enter your yard, your premises, and he was there, maybe even shot one of them, you understood? So not dead now, just in the air or something. So made him really frightened, and he soiled his trousers and everything. So in a case like that, you must remember that your friend in need is a friend indeed. So you bequeath for them all that. Likewise, you must remember, Hanafis only say this. Remember this point. Only Hanafis say this, nobody else from the scholars. That Hanafis say that that person, the salat he or she must. So you must calculate all the first salat after the person dies, not while they're alive. 30 rain per salat and multiply it times 6. Why 6? The 5 daily salat plus witr, so 6. So 180 rand. So we must remember that in South African currency. So $2 per salat. So it will be, remember, $12. That is per day. So you will have to give to poor Muslims. So imagine that that person must 10 days salat. So 1,800 rand will be given. You see that? Only Hanafis this is. We call this the kafara of Damas, kafara of Salat. Only Hanafis say that. Shafis, Malikis, they don't accept this here. So we must remember that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal say you must Salat deliberately, you ought to follow Islam. Finish, end of the story. And Imam Shafi, Imam Malik say you must Salat deliberately, you must put you to death. Death penalty. End of the story. So therefore, they don't have these things here. To show us the importance, the significance. Today I received a question. This morning I have Quran in my hand. One person says some Maulanas and some Hafiz and them Imams, because they want to watch soccer, they want to watch cricket, they want to watch sports, all these things, they must their Salat, because it's a hot match playing, you know, that this team is playing this team, or this 50-50, 20-20, whatever it is, cricket, whatever. So they must Salat. And you ask them, you say, no, we'll make Qaza. You must remember that is istighfar. You can lose your iman totally. And ma salakakum fi saqar, what made you walk straight into Jahannam? Qalu lam nakum min al-musallin. The first thing they will say, we never perform salat and read salat. So don't take it lightly, O esteemed listeners. It's a very, very serious issue. Awwalu ma yuhasabu bihi al-abdu yawm al-qiyamah as-salat. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi and is authentic. One of the first things Allah will question us, me and you, is about salat and namaz and prayer. And the ayat I quoted, Ma salakakum fi saqar, chapter 74, Surah Muddathir, and verses 42, 43, and it goes on, Qalu lam nakum min al-muswallin, chapter 74, verses 42, 43, 44, it goes on. So think properly what we are doing. And that will be wasiya. And fourth one will be the shares of the heirs. So shares of the heirs come last. But today, people, the sons, the daughters, the father is not buried. One's eye is on the Ferrari, one eye is on the Cadillac, one's eye is on the Rolls Royce, one's eye is on the Maserati, one's eye is on the Lamborghini. And I don't know all these cars also, but I had a few I just mentioned. I saw myself, five brothers, sons of the deceased, fighting for the car even before the father got buried. You must remember that. So that is the dunya. Therefore, it's called dunya if you know Arabic. You know dunya, what it means? Dunya means that which is low, low, low. The miserable, wretched, and third, you must remember, low, low, the dunya. But the world today, we will fight, we will kill, we will do, we'll go to war. You can see all these wars for what they are fought. It's not a holy war, it's an oily war. So you must remember these type of things here. So all this goes on. So we need to practice in life on the principle of al-aham fal-aham, the laws of priority. See, I give you one quick story. There was a grammarian, there was a linguist, Mohazahid, very good for you because you love learning also, I see. So you must write it down. What's the grammarian linguist name? Imam Ismai. Imam Ismai. I tell you two stories now. So about him. One day he was walking. One young girl, 6, 7, 8 years old, she was reading poetry. And that he told that girl, Ma Afsahak, that your poetry is so brilliant, so great, so majestic. She said, Imam, qatalak Allah. You impressed with my poetry, Allah will destroy you. How can you be so impressed with my poetry? Ama qara'at al-Quran, you didn't read the Quran Sharif. He, the Imam, the master of grammar, the master of the Arabic language, he is a linguist par excellence. The young girl, 6, 7 years old, is telling him, that you didn't listen to the Quran Sharif one ayat. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِي فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحَزَنِي إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَائِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. In one ayat, ya Imam Ismail, فِيهَا أَمْرَان, فِيهَا نَحْيَان, فِيهَا بِشَارَتَان, وَفِيهَا نَصِيحَتَان. the young girl is saying that there are two commandments, two prohibitions, two this thing, you must remember, glad tidings, and two advices. So imagine a young girl taught the imam. Me and you, we read the ayat like that, we just fly through it. Taraweeh is coming, we must just finish up by. So remember this. Go open Suratul Qasas chapter 28 and verse number 7. Allah Jalla Wala is informing the mother of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Two commandments, an ardi. You breastfeed him for a little while. Second commandment, falqi. You go and place him there in the River Nile, there in Cairo, Egypt. So two commandments. Two nahyan, two prohibitions. O mother of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, what is the name? There are different names mentioned. So nothing authentic, is all this guesswork and people assuming, presuming. Two prohibitions. Wala takhafi, wala tahazani. Don't be sad and don't grieve. Two bisharatan, two great tidings, good news. Inna radduhu ilayki wa ja'iluhu min al-mursaleen. O mother of Musa, Moses, peace be upon you, and peace be upon Nabi Musa alayhi salam. We will return him to you, and we will make him a prophet and a messenger. Such a mighty, great prophet, that his name mentioned the most in the noble Quran, 136 times, that the most for any prophet and messenger. Surah 28, Surah Qasas, and verse number 8. So that was one incident. Qissatul Ula. Qissa Ithaniya, the second episode, second story. Imam Ismail. Ismail with a sword. Hamza, sword, Mim, Ain, Ya. So Imam Ismail, three words in the Quran Sharif, they were troubling him. Troubling him, he couldn't get the proper meaning, philology of it, the history. What is the real meaning of this word? So he left the metropolitan area, he left the cosmopolitan area, he went to the periphery, he went to the outskirts, he went there to the jungle like. He said, let me go there and see the people in the farms, there in the rural areas, how they use these words. Man jadda wajada, you know it's a saying in Arabic, when you make effort and strive, then Allah Ta'ala makes it easy for you. Lo and behold, he went. Three words were troubling him. A conversation took place between mother and daughter. He's hearing the conversation. All three words got sorted out for him. So, we're discussing dunya. All this, we're discussing dunya. This world, this planet in which me and you are living in. So, the mother asked the daughter, Ayn al-mata? The word mata comes in the Quran so many places. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. The dunya, the life in this world is mata. So what is the real meaning of mata? So she, the daughter, says in response to her mother, جَاءَ الرَّقِيبُ. The first word he wanted to know was mata, and it's used there. I'll give you the meaning now. Then she, the daughter, say, Ja'a al-raqim. The raqim came. So that was the second word he wanted to know. Ashab al-kahfi wal-raqim. Tonight you read Surah Kahf. Tomorrow you read Surah Kahf. Ashab al-kahfi wal-raqim. So say, Ja'a al-raqim. The raqim came. And then, what happened when the Rakim came? What a barak al jabal. And then he made the barak. He went away to the mountains. Rakim. So what is mata? You know in Afrikaans. Then in your kitchen, you go to your kitchen now. You have a lappi. You have a dirty rag in the kitchen. Nobody attaches value to it. It's there, it's not there. Nobody will ask about it unless you're half crazy. You must remember, because half the time it's so dirty also. So that is mata. So what's the original meaning of mata? Mata means that dirty, lappy, dirty rag in the kitchen. Quran says, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. This worldly life is nothing. إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ تُوْكَا كَسَامَانِ. It is the dirty rag of deception. You see the word? Now that is understanding the words properly. Then, now when the mother asked, Ayn al-mata, she said, Jar Raqim, the Raqim came. What is Raqim? The black dog. You see? So, Ashab al-Kahfi war Raqim. So, the Ashab al-Kahf and the dog. That dog became Mubarak because he stayed with Mubarak people. Huh? وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِتٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ. See, Surah Kahf. So the dog was standing there outside, sitting there and there, like a big poisa, like a big guard. People just look at it, they run away. So you must remember that. So that means a black dog. So, Ain al-Mata, she said, the daughter, Jar Raqib, the black dog came. The third word troubling him, Tabarak, Tabarak al-Ladhi bi-Yadi al-Mulk. So when the dog came, the black dog, and it took the lappy, the dirty rag, then, وَتَبَارَكَ الْجَبَلِ. It ran away to Table Mountain, right on top. Then it didn't like Table Mountain. Then it ran away to Kilimanjaro. It went further and further. It didn't like that. Then it went further and further. Where it went? To Mount Everest. It didn't like that. Then it went to Ture Sinin. He said, the best mountain I must go to. It landed up in Mount Sinai. That is my stories I'm just making now. So, you understand what I'm trying to say? So, when you got barakah, Allah will give you tabarak. He will elevate you, elevate you, elevate you, take you higher, 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 higher. So, these are Subhanallah, in one conversation, he came back, all three words solved. He wanted mata, dirty, lappy, dirty rag. He wanted Raqim, so Raqim, the black dog. And third one, he wanted Tabarak, to get elevated, elevated, elevated. So that is how this, so mashallah, we learned that also. So now we'll continue, inshallah, with the exercises. And that, so have these five things ready, O Muslim. First three, our world. Number two, our debts. Three, start distributing now. We don't know who's got guarantee we will be around next week, Thursday night. People said, I'm going to do this, this Ramadan, that Ramadan, Eid day. But we don't even know whether we'll be around the tonight sunset, never mind next week sunset, Thursday night, big night. So remember that. So sort it out now. So the world, the debts, and whatever you got, start giving out from now. So inshallah, it will help you in this world and year after. Person dies, five things, the amanat things don't belong to you. Return it to the rightful owners. Not only the gold coins and money. Somebody gave you a book, it don't belong to you. Give it back to the owner. So remember, unless he made it maaf, it's different. So one. Two, you must remember that the burial, funeral, expenses. Three, the debts of the deceased. Shafi's, Maliki's, Ambali's debts mean everything. Human beings' debt and Allah Ta'ala's debts. Hanafi say only human beings' death. Fourth one, wasiya. You want to bequeath something for somebody or some person or some organization, so maximum one third. And fourth one, you must remember the shares of the heirs. So all this we need to know the basics of it.
Mufti Sahab, a quick question before we continue. If a person is a heir of the deceased, but for some reason he becomes mahroom, then can you still make wasiyat for that person?
Yes, 100%. So you must remember, my brother, my sister, they have that capacity to become my heir. So you must remember, but because my son is still alive, when I die, my father is still alive. When I pass away, so my father, biological father, or my son, you must remember, one of them or both of them, they will deprive my siblings, my brothers, sisters. So in your will, you write down, Dad, give my brother $1,000, give my sister $1,000, £1,000, £1,000, whatever. So all that is permissible, because as status go is now, as the current situation stands, they will not inherit. You understood? They will be mahjub, they will be deprived by virtue of either the biological father of the deceased, or either by virtue of who? The biological son of the deceased. So the siblings of the deceased, brothers, sisters of the deceased, will be deprived. So you bequeath for them. You can't bequeath for an heir. Remember that. That Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith is mentioned in Daraqutni, in Mishkat Sharif, various compilations. La wasiyyata liwarithin. You cannot bequeath for an heir. The heir who's receiving something. If it's not receiving, then you can. You got it? And even the heir, yeah, I'm going to something else now. And listen, it's very important, this, what I'm telling you now. I don't know if I said it in the past or no. So I do this many a time. What I'm going to explain to you, I do this many a time. My family or friends or whatever. So, la wasiyyat al-warithin, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, illa ayyujizahu. Illa a yujizahu. Open Mishkat Sharif, Daraqutni, all that, you will find it there. So what is the meaning of illa a yujizahu? So that person wrote in his will that the shares must be given Islamically, does that. Everything is fine. But in that he wrote one clause, but the house should be given to his wife when he predeceases her. So that is now he made wasiyah. So that wasiyah, if you look at the law of Islam, is null and void. Why is null and void? You can't make wasiyah and bequeath for an heir, and the wife is the heir. We got it? Now Hazrat Maulana Zahid Khan Damat Batak Barakatuh Matalullah Lihyatahu, they will come to you, Maulvi Sahib, now do something here. So what are you going to do? You will say, come here, all of you, all the heirs. And today is very easy. You just make international call, national call, you know, that conference call, what they call. So the people don't have to be there physically also. Everybody can hear one another's voice, and you know, the family knows it's their brother, their sister. See, your father said that everybody must get their share. But he said also that the house must go to your mother, to his wife. Are we clear so far? All right. So what we're going to do now? So there are three conditions. If all the heirs are sane, there's no one insane, no one made, the Allah forbid. Always read the dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-junoon. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from insanity, madness. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. Ya Allah, Jalla wa Allah, I seek your protection from the dreaded evil diseases. Just see people, what diseases. So you must remember that Allah, all these are sahih hadith mentioned in Sunan Nasa. Sunan Nasai is that kitab, Mawlana, that Babul Isti'aza is the longest. The chapter on seeking Allah's protection, 65 different babs he brought. Imam Nasai, rahimahullah. Right. Now, that is done. So, all the people, they must be sane. One. All of them must be mature. There must be no one minor. There must be no minor. Not no one, nabaligh, what we call minor. So 5 years old, 6 years old, 8 years old. So everybody is sane, everybody is mature. This is after the death of the person, huh? This is after the death, right? And then third one, each one of the heirs gives permission wholeheartedly, not reluctantly, does that. Because if any one of them say, no, I object, why must the house go to mother? I want my share. So then finish, you can't do this. Understood? So you must remember, so all of them reach a mutual, amicable agreement wholeheartedly. There is no duress. There is no pressure. There is no you must remember compulsion or anything of that sort. No coercion. That's the word I was looking for. So no duress, no coercion on any of the heirs. So these three, then we will allow that. What we will call that, Maulana Zahid, we call that sulah. So now we come to a mutual agreement. In this day and this age, I always tell the people when they want my advice regarding inheritance, they say this, but there's always some but somewhere in between. You know, but, you see, B-U-T. So you must remember in a case like this, so if the heirs are sane and mature, and they all reach an amicable agreement. My father passed away, mother passed. I just get everybody and I say, you take this, you take this. Yesterday it was raining here. I took the raincoat and went. So I told the brothers who picked me up by Muhammad Khan and Wasim and them, I say, you see this raincoat? It's already 40 years old. When my father passed away, 82 Ramadan, so I told them, I want two nishanis. Give me father's raincoat and give me daddy's for a watch. That watch got lost. I don't know it is now. So anyway, you must remember that, but the raincoat I still got. So the point you must remember this, that in a case like that, so you reach mutual. Then I say, everything you sort out now, you take this, it's fine, permissible Islamically. You see? So we call that sulah. We clear?
Sure.
So always. So remember, la wasiyata li warisin is there, but there is an exception as well. Illa ayyujizahu. So if the heirs agree, but these are the conditions, then it's fine.
Inshallah, we'll take a break now, and after the break, we will go through the shares, inshallah.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Alhamdulillah, esteemed listeners of Marka Sahaba, we return back to this program. Mufti Saab, as a recap, can we do the shares of the husband and the wife?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Quickly, husband, wife, husband passes away. The wife share will either be 12.5% or 25%. Husband passed away, no child, no children from this wife or previous wives if he was married. Then no children, then the wife will get 25%. You must remember that. And if there's a child, children from this wife or previous wife, then the wife will, because she's the heir, husband passed away, so the wife or wives will get 12.5%. So if there are two wives, 6.25, 6.25, so like that. So what is the wife share? 12.5 and 25. Child, children, then 12.5%. No children, 25%. Husband share, 25% or 50%. Meaning wife dies, there's a child or children and all that, her children, her child from this husband or previous husband, then husband inherits 25%. No children, so 50% for the husband. So what is husband share? 25% or 50%. What is wife share? 12.5% or 25%.
Mufti Saab, the shares of the sons and the daughters.
Daughter, one daughter, half. Biological daughter, not stepdaughter, foster daughter, adopted daughter, stepdaughter, no. Biological daughter, one daughter, 50%. Two or more daughters, 2/3. The son comes with them, then the Zakari Mislu Hazil Unsayain. One son, one daughter. How many shares, Maulana, total?
Three.
So two for the?
Son.
Son, one for the daughter. Five sons come?
The five sons, one daughter.
No, five sons only.
Five sons, they'll split it 20%.
Very good, excellent. So remember that five sons, one daughter?
Five sons, one, so it'll be 10, 11.
11, she's good. So 10 for the sons and one for the daughter. So that is how it will work. They must remember, they must inherit. Provided they're Muslim and provided they didn't kill and murder the heir and provided they're not murtad and kuffar and non-Muslim or apostate, Allah forbid, who denounce Islam, Allah forbid, then they must inherit. So that will be pairs, the thing she finish, husband, wife, she finish, sons, daughters, she finish. finish, then who else we go to?
Shares of the parents.
Parents, remember the two usuls principles I gave you. In the wujudil walad, when the deceased is survived by a child, son or daughter, then the mother's share will be 1/6. And second usul, usul means principle. Second principle, in the wujudil ta'addud, the mayyit passed away, obviously, therefore is mayyit, he passed away, she passed away, then he or she is survived by two or more brothers, sisters, one brother, one sister, and more. So two, whether it's full brother, full sister, half sister, it doesn't matter. But they two or more, then whether they inheriting, not inheriting is not the issue. So the mother will receive 1/6. So there's a child, one or two or whatever, or there are two or more siblings. So remember, the mother will get 1/6, right? Mm. So if there's no child and there's no siblings and all that, or only one sibling, so then the mother's share will be thuluth. فَلِأُمِّهِ ثُلُث. So her share will be sometimes 1/6 and sometimes 1/3. That is the mother. And then the father will be, if there's a child, remember 1/6. And if there's no child and all these things and no siblings or only one sibling, then the father's share will be, you must remember, 2/3. Because why? Allah said, Fali ummi thuluth. So this type of thing. So like that it will be. But sometimes you must remember that the father will inherit 5/6 also. How will inherit 5/6, Maulana? So for example, I die, right? So I left my parents, huh? And you must remember, say for example, what we can say here, I left two brothers, the mayyit left two brothers, you understood? The mayyit left two brothers, two sisters. So how much share? The mayyit, the deceased passed away, and he left parents, right? So, but now the mayyid, the deceased, has got brothers, sisters. So how much share for the mother?
The mayyid has brothers and sisters, it's 1/6.
1/6. And then they cannot inherit the siblings because of the?
Father.
So that 5/6 will go to who?
The father.
Father. You see? Like that it will work.
So we move on to the shares of the brothers and the sisters.
Yeah, so they same, double single, you must remember that normally, right? So this type of things, yeah, it's very similar to that. So let's take some problems, I think, because we got about 10, 11 minutes left, so this type of things.
Mufti Sahab, the question here is, if a wife dies, leaves her husband, four daughters, there's no parents, but she has three brothers, one sister.
All right, let's go through the heirs again. So the wife died.
The wife passes away.
Yeah, the wife passes away and she left her husband. But there are children, right? So in a case like that, how much for the husband? 25%. We clear till there? Why? Because the husband share is 25 or 50%, so yeah, it will be 25%. Then they left four daughters. So it means that this husband, yeah, so this wife passed away and she was survived by her husband and four daughters. So now we told you the law. Two or more daughters, so how much it will be? So you must remember 2/3, all right? So now in your mind already you must be calculating. Remember that, Maulana. So you got 2/3, okay, did 67, almost 67%. Then we got already for the husband 25%, right? So it means that already plus minus there's 8% left there. You understood? Plus minus we're giving. So then we said that what you got there, how many brothers, sisters they are of the deceased?
There's three brothers and one sister.
All right. Now that 8%, 7.5%, 8%, whatever it is, I'm just rounding it up. So there are three brothers and one sister.
Three.
All right. So now how much shares there will be there? 7 shares. Hmm. 2, 2, 2 for the brother and 1 for the sister. So لِذَكَرِ مِثْلُ حَذِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ will take place there. So that's 8 shares that are residue. This will be called asaba. This will be called asaba. The remainder, the residue will go to them. So they will inherit. There's no father here. There's no son here. So therefore, the siblings of the deceased will inherit. We got it? So you must remember. So let's go through it again. So the husband will receive how much, Maulana?
the husband will receive 25% because it's children. Yeah,
because there's a child or children. And then the daughters will receive
two-thirds.
Because once you have two or more daughters, and there's no son here, and then the siblings, there are three brothers and one sister, so the shares of the, this is what you must remember, the usul. The share of the husband, the share of the daughter, as a will furuz. What it means? Quranic is. And the share of the siblings is asaba. Asaba means ma baqiya, the remainder, the balance, the residue. We clear, Maulana? Right, finish.
Listeners can send through the queries quickly to 084-786-3132, foreign country, plus 2784-786-3132. Mufti Sahab, the next question. The husband and the wife passed away. They leave behind three sons.
What we mean that husband and wife passed away, there can be two, three different scenarios here. Allah forbid an accident took place, husband, wife passed away, somebody was following them, when they went there, they saw both passed away. So that's one possibility. Second possibility, you must remember that there was nobody there. And in the real reality, you know, surreal, what they call. So in real life, that first the husband passed away, then the wife passed away, but nobody knows about it. So for our fiqh purposes, for our inheritance purposes, we will assume both of them passed away same time, because nobody there to say. So in a case like that, so if they left three sons, so one third, one third, one third, or they left, you must remember, five sons, so 5 shares like that, it will work out. So you must remember that usul also, where there's multiple deaths. So we must go and ascertain that who passed away first, second, third. But for that, we need some evidence. We can't just assume and presume. You see? And once we don't know, then we will say al-mawtu ay-ma'an. We will say they passed away simultaneously. And this level.
So, Mufti Sahab, the next question is, the son passed away and the parents are the only survivors.
Yeah, so you must remember, then I'm to pose this question to you, that when the son passed away, and his parents, you must remember, are alive. So the son, yeah, does he have siblings or not? That's something crucial for us to understand. So we must say it both ways then. So if he, the mayit, you must remember, has what? Two or more siblings, brothers, sisters, any direction. So then the mother share will be
one-sixth.
And then the 5/6 will go to the father. Isn't it so? Like that. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ وَلَدُ وَوَرِثَهُ أَبَوَاهُ. And you must remember, if there's no child, there's no siblings, nothing, this type of thing, like that, وَوَرِثَهُ أَبَوَاهُ فَلِأُمِّهِ الثُّلُثُ. So if there isn't two and all that, so you must remember, and there's no other child, there's no sibling, nothing, then you must, or there's only one sibling, so remember, the mother will get فَلِأُمِّهِ الثُّلُثُ. So then the mother's share will be one-third, and two-thirds will go to the father. You understood that? See, now in a case like that, it's crucial and vital for us. Not we must just answer the question. We'll have to re-ask that person, the mustafti, the person who posed the question. You sent in this question, that son died and was survived by parents. So we can't give you the answer, or we give the answer, but we mention both different scenarios like what we did now. Or we have to ask him that this mayit, does he have siblings, brothers, sisters, yes, no? Because that will impact on the final answer. Are we clear?
The next question is, a daughter passes away, she has two sisters, no parents, only a paternal father.
Paternal grandfather, right. So just go again, Maulana, the whole thing.
Daughter passed away,
right.
She has two sisters,
right.
There is no parents, only a paternal grandfather.
So in a case like that, it's straightforward. So you must remember what we said. We said, al-jaddu kal-abi. So you must remember the jad, the paternal grandfather, the dada, he's just like the father. Huh? So you must remember, so what will happen? So he will deprive all the siblings. So the deceased, whether it's male or female, won't matter. But that deceased doesn't have parents. He doesn't have, you know, brothers, and he only got sisters.
Two sisters.
But there is a dada, al-jaddu sahi, the opa, pa-sapa. So the paternal grandfather is there. So this paternal grandfather, he is so powerful that he will deprive those sisters of the deceased. So that person who passed away, that mayit, so male or female, for him it should be very good. He knows that dada, grandfather, opa is alive. He should have made some wasiya and bequeath for his, you must remember, sisters. It's not compulsory, but it will be desirable. You get this? See, I'll just explain to you one masla, which is a big masla now in our Muslim countries, Arab countries. Write it down, Mona, it will help you in life. So in Arabic, they call it mirathul hafid. In Arabic, they call it mirathul hafid. Ha, fa, ya, dal. In Urdu, they call it pote ka mirath. Pote ka mirath. Even in our society, it becomes a big thing. Then they want to fight and argue and all that. You take your example, Maulana, right? I don't know your brothers, sisters, all that. We just make one our own example. So you got two brothers, you got two sisters, right? Allah give them long life. So that I'm your brother now, biological brother. Our parents are alive, right? So what happens is I, the one son, I predecease the parents. So now when I predecease them, so now but I have my children, my son and all these type of things. So but I passed away before our parents. Right? And this, so I am the Ibn, the son. My son is called Hafid. Ahfad in Arabic, right? The Hafid, the grandson. Son. And Urdu, pote. You want to remember, pota, pote, or the poti, like this for girl. But ye pote ka miras. So you must remember the grandson. So in certain, what we will say, we will advise that grandfather, the opa, the man with all the big money, that see, Bapa, when you're going to pass away, your wife, your sons, your daughters will inherit. Your grandchildren are not going to get anything. Right? Are we clear till there? So we will advise him that in the wasiya, write a share for your grandchildren. You see? That will be the easy way to do it. But now sometimes people do it, sometimes they don't do it. So some Muslim countries like Egypt and others. So nowadays things change also, but once upon a time it was like that. So whether it's now like that or not, that we can check up. But anyway, some Muslim countries, they say in a case like that, they impose it upon him, the dada, the grandfather, that he must make allowance for the Hafid, for the Pota, for the grandchildren and grandson and all of them. Because the son passed away before the father. You got it?
Sure.
So from Islamically, strict Islamic law and strict interpretation, you can't impose it. But these governments not interested in all that. They just do what they feel like. So they make it compulsory. You must leave something for them. Whether it's 1/3 or 10% or 15% or 20%. And they called it wasiyat. We will say it's desirable. So this has become al-ma'rika, there's a big war in Muslim countries and Arab countries regarding mirasul hafid. You understood now? So you must remember, it's important masla to remember. So alhamdulillah, we covered a lot today with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. There's any last question?
Passed away, child has possession on his name, 5,000 rand, an infant, and his parents, and he's got a brother and sister.
Yeah, so finish. So you must remember stillborn children, there's no inheritance for them. You understood? But once the child was alive for 1 hour, 1 day, 1 week, he or she passed away, then all these laws, people came, gave money, gave presents, this, this. So this baby, this infant passed away after 1 day, 1 week, and so forth. So the father, mother are alive, and this child got brother, sister. So the mother of that infant will get 1/6, and 5/6 will go to the father. Yeah, very good question. Right, let's go with our program. Inshallah, 12 o'clock will be the news bulletin with Brother Yusuf Ali. Thereafter will be advices by Mufti Bouda of the Deer. Then 1 o'clock Adhan, 105 to 130 Surah Mu'min verses 10 to 20. Then 130 to 2 Surah Taha verses 55 to 64. 2 to 3 current affairs with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 3:35 the repeat of this morning's Q&A. 3:35 to 4 Shema Ismail Tirmidhi by Mufti Ahmad Khanpuri, inshallah, 3:35 to 4. 4 to 5 will be that, mashallah, emulate our pious predecessors, Moana Ridwan Kaji. 5 to 7, Moana Khalid Yaqub. So that will be 5 to 7. 7 to 7:30 will be Surah Mu'min verses 10 to 20. And thereafter, 7:30 to 8 will be, inshallah, Moana Yunus Patel. 8 to 10, discussion with Moana Arafat, Moana Salim Karim. And 10 to 11, inshallah, Sheikh Anwar Al-Awlaki Shaheed Rahimahullah. So that's our lineup from now till tonight, inshallah. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We say Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahib for this beneficial lesson, as well as all our listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.